Anje ukuba sizwe izwi lakhe.
We thank the Lord that he has remembered us in that once again this morning we may hear his word.
Sinibingelele nonke ezindaweni enikuzona eduzane naseyindaweni eqhelileyo.
And we want to greet all of you this morning in the name of our Lord, those of you who are nearby and those of you who are further away.
Sibingelela labo abasithola ngemsebe yomsakazo ikhwezi. Sibingelele futhi labo abasithola ku streaming ngaleyo ndlela. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu nakuba isimo sisenje kodwa nokho sisakwazi ukuthi sitholane kube khona esicobelalana khona ngalezi indlela.
So we'd like to greet you whoever, where, however you are tuning into this service, whether it's through Radio Kwezi, the Radio Kwezi listeners, whether it's through internet streaming. And even though the situation is as it is still with the COVID-19 pandemic, that we cannot meet physically, however, we're grateful that at least in this manner, we are able to be together around God's word.
Sibingelele nabaphesheya kwelwandle uNkulunkulu akabe nani emazweni onke lanithola khona sinenhlanhla ukuba sihlanganyele ezwini lenkosi ngalendlela siyanamukela nani siyanibingelela futhi siyathokoza ukuba sibe kanye nani hlephulelane kule izwi lenkosi.
We greet those who are overseas and may the Lord be with you in a very special way in the different countries where you are, and we are also grateful that we are able to make contact with you in this manner.
Njengoba nazi ukuthi khona abantu abasitholayo nabasilalelayo abale ko South Arabia, umangalo ukuthi kanjani kodwa uNkulunkulu nendlela zakhe emhlabeni wonke emazweni la sikwazi ukufinyelela khona kulabo bantu. Sithi uNkulunkulu abe nani, uNkulunkulu angcine, uNkulunkulu aniphe konke enikudingayo nangaso lesi sikhathi.
Because this message is available internationally, worldwide, and sometimes one is amazed when you hear about the countries from which people are tuning in and listening to the live stream, even from Saudi Arabia and other countries. And may the Lord be with you there where you are, and grant you everything that you need.
Futhi sithanda ukuthi sisho bazalwane, iCovid isekhona, iCovid isabulala, baningi abantu abasilahlekele njengamanje, noma ebalwa ekhombisa ukuthi kuyehla, kodwa ubungozi bakhona busekhona.
We'd just like to also say a word of caution and warning to everyone who's listening to us that the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over. The danger is not past. And although the statistics indicate that the numbers are declining, the numbers of the rate of infection, nevertheless, we have lost so many people who are well known to us, and so it's still a danger. Don't lose sight of that.
Uma kuthiwa sigqoka ama face mask lawa singakuthathi nje sithi kube ngathi kuyinkathazo, kuyasiza kakhulu uqhelelana kubaleke kakhulu ukugeza nezandla ukusanitizer kubaleke kabi asiqhubeke sikwenze kuzosiza.
And so those three things which we constantly reminded of, let's not just take it as a nuisance, but let's keep to it. Put on a face mask, a cloth mask at least. Sanitize always. Keep your hands clean and keep social distance. And in that way, we will remain safe.
Siqaphele futhi mangabe sambele imncwabo ngoba kaningi izinto eningizonakala lapho kusondelana kwethu, bingelelwana, kuthintwana. Ngaleyo ndlela kanti umuntu useyakucosha uyophuphisa abantu abaningi emndenini njengoba sibonela nje ukuthi kwenzakalani.
And funerals seem to be at a special risk because that is where people are closer together. You want to comfort one another, those who've been bereaved. You make physical contact, maybe you hug the person. And it seems like those are places where, especially at funerals, where people contract COVID-19. And then afterwards, we have further sadness and grief when other loved ones also pass away.
Kodwa ngaphezu kwakho konke, asibeke ithemba lethu uNkulunkulu, singalebali ukuthandaza, singalebali ukumnxusa ukuthi uNkulunkulu asihawukele kulesi simo esinzima kangaka esibhekene naso kuze kube manje.
Above all, let us place our trust in the Lord. Let us call to Him for mercy and grace, that He may show mercy to us at this time, and our hope and trust is in Him. Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Baba wethu osezulwini ngaleli thuba lokubahlangana ngezwi lakho.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to hear your word.
Ukusithanda kwakho Nkosi kuyamangalisa. Akuchazeke ngomlomo nje, kodwa uNkulunkulu kungaphezu kwalokho umuntu angazama ukukusho.
Lord, human words and languages fail to express and describe your love towards us.
Usigcinile Nkosi, masakwazi ukukhuluma, masakwazi ukuhamba, akungangokuhlakanipha. Bakhona Nkosi akade beyihambela, kodwa abanye balele kobandayo manje, abanye Nkosi bayagula. Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi usikhumbule, siyabonga futhi inhlanhla engaka yokuphila.
And Lord, the fact that we are alive and well, that we can breathe, that we can walk around, it's not because of our own wisdom. It's not because we are better than others. But you have been gracious to us. Many others are in the grave now. Many are unwell and sick. But you have kept us, and we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be with us.
Siyacela Nkosi usibusele lesisikhathi, usibusisele Nkosi izwi okuyizwi lakho Nkosi nokuhlangana kwethu sihlangene ngenxa yalo.
Please bless this time, Lord, and bless your word. And that we are together now is because of your word.
Sihlangene Nkosi ngenxa yengcebo esezwini lakho.
We are together now because of the wealth that we find in your word.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usibusisele lona ezinhlizweni zethu.
And we pray that you would bless it to our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu engasiza sibe nokulangazelela, sibe nokushisekela uNkulunkulu.
May the Lord be merciful to us, that we will have a yearning after God and a zeal for God.
Futhi sibe nokushisekela, sishisekela izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And that we'll have a zeal for God's word.
Angazi noma umntwana kaNkulunkulu lapho khona unaso yini isikhathi nezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Child of God, there where you are, do you have time? And do you make time for God's word?
Futhi noma ulifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu, ulifunde usekunxuseni, useceleni. uNkulunkulu yiba nami, uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nami ngezwi lakho manje.
And where you spend time with God's word, on your knees, in prayer, urging and pleading with God that He would speak to you through His word.
Ngoba kumangalisayo uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma nathi ngezwi lakhe. Uma sikuye nje sizomuzwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nathi.
Because it's amazing how God speaks to us through His word. If we'd only give Him that opportunity, we'll hear Him speaking to us.
Uma silifunda futhi izwi leNkosi sisenxuseni, sisemthandazweni, nakanjani uNkulunkulu khona zokukhuluma nathi ukuyosibusisa.
If we take God's word and we read it prayerfully, I can almost guarantee you God will speak to you.
Musa ukulthatha ulthathe ulifunde njengo newspaper, ulifunde nje njenge magazine ethile, lithathe njengezwi likaNkulunkulu.
And don't just read it like an ordinary book, like some kind of a magazine. Read it as God's word.
Nkulunkulu uyokhuluma nawe, uNkulunkulu uyokhuluma nathi njengokucela kwethu asiphe futhi lokho kwisidingo sethu.
And God will speak to you, and you speak to me in accordance with our request to God.
Ngicela sifundeke izwi leNkosi encwadini eTestamenteni elisha, incwadi ngokaMathewu isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
Shall we read from the New Testament, from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16?
Incwadi evangeli elisha ngokaMathewu isahluko sesithupha, sizoqala ukufunda endimeni yesihlanu.
And we read from verse 5.
Sebefike phesheya abafundi bakhe babekhohliwe ukuphatha izinkwa.
Matthew 16 verse 5. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread.
UJesu wayesethi kubo, anobheka nixwaye imvubelo yabaFarisi nabaSadusi.
Jesus said to them, watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Baphendulana bodwa bathi, kungokuba singaphathanga izinkwa.
And they began discussing it among themselves, saying, we brought no bread.
Kepha ekwazi lokho uJesu wathi, nina bokholo okuncane, yini ukuba niphendulane nodwa ngokuthi kungokuba ningenazinkwa na?
But Jesus, aware of this, said, O you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread?
Anikaqondi yini futhi anikhumbuli izinkwa eziyisihlanu zezinkulungwane eziyisihlanu nokuthi nabutha iziqabetho ezingake na?
Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered?
Nezinkwa eziyisikhombisa zezinkulungwane ezine nokuthi nabutha amaqoma amangake na?
Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered?
Aniqondi ngani ukuthi bengingakhulumi kini ngezinkwa na? Kepha xwayani imvubelo yabaFarisi nabaSadusi.
How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Khona baqonda ukuthi kashongo ukuba baxwaye imvubelo yezinkwa, kepha isifundiso sabaFarisi nabaSadusi.
Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Asigcine khona lapho.
We'll end reading there.
Le ndaba esifunda iyathinta kakhulu.
This which we have read really touches one deeply.
Le ndaba esifundayo sibona indawo nendlela nokwenza kukaJesu nendlela yokucabanga kwabafundi bakhe.
In this passage, we read how the Lord Jesus went about things, his approach, and then you also read about the understanding of the disciples and how they perceived it and understood it.
Kwangathi esikhathini esiningi uJesu mayeqhamuka nezinto, laba basondelene naye abangabafundi bakhe abamtholi kahle, abatholani kahle. UJesu usho okunye, bona bayicabangela okunye.
How often doesn't that happen? That when Jesus speaks, those who are supposed to be close to him, that they misunderstand him and they don't grasp what the Lord Jesus is getting at.
UJesu lapho ukhuluma ngabantu abathize, ukhuluma ngabaFarisi, ukhuluma nangabaSadusi.
Here the Lord Jesus
nangemvubelo.
The Lord Jesus speaks about certain people, categories of people, Pharisees and Sadducees, and he also speaks about leaven.
Futhi inkulumo yakhe ezwakala iqondile, uthi mayekhuluma uthi xwayani labo bantu.
And it's very clear what he says, because he says, watch and beware of these people.
Kodwa okumangalisayo, impendulo yabo, bayicabangela ngezinkwa nje. Hawu, sikhohlwe izinkwa. Sikhohlwe ukuphatha isinkwa. Mhlambe ngabe ulambile uJesu. Noma uyasikhumbuza ukuthi kube shaya isikhathi sokudla, dingeka sidle, asiphathanga izinkwa.
But we find the disciples jumping to conclusions and being on a totally wrong wavelength. And they start thinking, oh, maybe he's speaking about the fact that we didn't bring bread. Maybe the Lord Jesus is hungry. And they think about all other things except understanding what he is saying.
Mhlawumbe bakhuluma lokhu ngoba kade vele bebhizi ngezinkwa maduze nje. Kade bebhizi beseva abantu, bepha abantu izinkwa. Cabanga abantu abaningi kangaka inkulungwane ezinhlanu. Bebapha lezo zinkwa lezo zesimanga esenzeka ngezinkwa zomfanyana amaqebelengwane amahlanu nenhlanzi ezimbili.
Maybe their mind was still upon food and bread, and that's why this was the uppermost thing in their mind and what they were thinking about, because they had been busy serving people, providing them with food. And just think that amazing miracle that Jesus performed, using those 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish of that little boy and feeding 5,000 men.
Kodwa ke phela vele bekusanda kwenzeka. Banele baqeda lo msebenzi nje basebewelela ngaphesheya neskepe. Yikho uJesu ekhuluma lamazi. Mhlambe bekusaduma lokho engqondweni zabo ukuthi ukhuluma ngezinkwa. Ngoba vele nangaleso sikhathi babengayiphathanga izinkwa.
And so maybe this was the uppermost thing in their mind. They had just been feeding these people, and now they went to the other side of the lake and they forgot to take along bread, just as they had done previously. And so maybe that is why they thought in that way.
Lapha uJesu usuka emsebenzini akade wenza, ufuna ukuba nethuba nje eyedwa nabafundi bakhe bebodwa bengenakuphazanyiswa umuntu.
And here the Lord Jesus went with his disciples, wanting to spend time with them alone after a very busy period, being busy with the crowds. He wanted to have time with them. There is much that we learn from our Lord Jesus.
Noma wayebhizi kangaka esemsebenzini, kodwa wayebona isidingo sokuthi abe yedwa nabafundi bengaxubene bengahlangene neningi.
Jesus, although he was so busy, although there was such a great need, people wanting him from all over, he saw the necessity of taking time with his disciples alone, not with them, together with other people.
Yikho wayefuna ukwelela ngaphesheya eziqhingini zaseCaesarea Philippi ukuthi ayoba khona entabeni eyedwa nje nabafundi bakhe, ngoba khona efuna ukubatshela khona.
And that is why Jesus wanted to take his disciples apart there to the district of Caesarea Philippi, because there was something important that he wanted to speak to his disciples about.
Qaphela la mntwana kaNkuluNkulu, khona ngikufundile lapha. Akusizona zonke izinto esingayikhuluma noma phi. Kukhona izinto eziqondene nabantu abathize.
Now be careful, children of the Lord, brethren, because there's something I've learned from this, and that is you cannot speak anything to just anybody. There are times when certain things that you say pertain only to a certain group of people.
Kukhona abantu abangakwazi ukuhlukanisa ukukhuluma. Khuluma nomaphi? Khuluma into enzima. Uyikhuluma phambi kwengane, awuhlukanisi ukuthi le nto izofinyelela kanjani enganeni. Ingane izokwazini ukuyithwala le nto oyithwesa yona manje, lamagama angaka owakhulumayo ayilingene yini ingane. Yasifundisa uJesu ukuthi kunezinto ezilingene abantu abathize, kunezinto zabantu abathize.
There are people who fail to discern, and they'll speak whatever they say in front of anybody indiscriminately, not considering whether maybe that topic that they are addressing, whether it's too heavy for that child. How will that child who's there receive it? Will they be able to carry it? And we learn from the Lord Jesus here, there are certain things that you should speak to only certain people who have the strength to carry it.
Futhi uyasibona isizathu salokhu Jesu afuna ukwenza. Ngoba uyabona ukuthi laba basondelene naye abafundi bakhe abakayitholi training, abakalwazi olimi lwakhe, abakaqondi ukukhuluma kwakhe, basaphahluka nje, basakhuluma noma kanjani ngoba abaqondi abezwa lokho akukhulumayo uJesu.
And we see the need for this, why the Lord Jesus had to do this, because his disciples hadn't yet sufficiently been trained. They were still speaking rashly. They were still misunderstanding what the Lord Jesus said to them. So he needed to spend more time with them, training them.
Mhlawumbe nawe mntwana kaNkulunkulu uyayithola la. Kukhona ukuthi omunye umuntu ashesha khulume, ashesha phendule, kanti awukezwa ukuthi kuyiwaphi, kuqondweni, usuphendulile, shaya eceleni, ayisahlangani izinto.
And child of God, you need to learn from this, because perhaps you also are one that speaks quickly. You speak rashly without hearing which direction are things going and what should you say or not say to fit in with that occasion. And you just come and you speak and it cuts across everything else and you at the end of that, you've made a mistake, you've sinned, because it wasn't the right time to say what you've said.
Kukhona abantu abasheshe bafike esiphethweni, umuntu esayiqala indaba engakazi ukuthi ubheke phi, yena usecabanga ukuthi uqonde lokho nalokho kanti uyaphaphalaza.
And then there are people, when somebody starts speaking, they quickly jump to conclusions. They say, oh, so this is what that person means. This is what they're getting at. This is the reason why they say what they're saying. In the meantime, it's not that at all.
UJesu kukhona izinto abefuna ukuyitshela abafundi bakhe. Kodwa nokho ngaphambi kokuthi abatshele, ubethanda ukuthi abe seduze kwabo, abe kanye nabo, akwazi ukuthi abathole ukuthi kwabona bamiphi indawo.
So the Lord Jesus wanted to inform his disciples and instruct them. But before he could do that, he wanted to be alone with them. He wanted to first of all gauge where they stood.
Siyazi ukuthi uJesu kaningi wayenika namathuba ukuthi abeyedwa thandaze yedwa ngoba khona ayizuza kuleso sikhathi sokuthi abeyedwa noNkulunkulu.
Now we know that the Lord Jesus often, regularly, would spend time alone in prayer before God. There is so much that he gained during those times.
Manje uma esetholele lo thuba uJesu lokuthi abe nabafundi bakhe uyayiqala ke manje indaba engakayiqali khona adlula khona afuna ukubaxwayisa nokubaqwashisa ngakho abafundi bakhe.
So we find the Lord Jesus now alone with his disciples. There was something important that he wanted to pass on to them. But before he did that, he first of all mentioned something else.
Uyabaxwayisa ufuna ukuthi bayiqondisise kahle lento ngoba iyingozi ekuqhutshweni kwevangeli.
As an introduction, he wanted to warn them of something, of a real danger in the furtherance and propagation of the gospel.
Futhi ufuna ukuthi abaxwayise, abaqwashise ngohlobo lwabantu abayingozi evangelini.
He wanted to warn them concerning a category or categories of people that are a real danger and threat to the gospel.
UJesu behambe wavulile amehlo nasekusebenzeni kwakhe elwela ivangeli ekubona futhi okuzoba ingozi kulimaza umsebenzi wenkosi.
As the Lord Jesus went about opening people's eyes and doing that work of the gospel, he also noticed there where he went, those who were a danger to the gospel.
UJesu wayesebaqaphele babona abantu abazoba ingozi emsebenzini wenkosi. Obani laba ababezoba ingozi emsebenzini wenkosi na? Uyababablula abaFarisi, abaSadusi.
And he noted in particular certain people who posed a serious threat to the gospel and the kingdom of God, and those were the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
UJesu yakugcizelela baxwayeni, baqapheleni, ngoba indlela abenza ngayo nangendlela abakhuluma ngayo izodukisa abaningi.
And so he in particular highlighted these people and he said, be careful of them, because by their speech and by their teaching they will deceive many and lead them astray.
Kukhona ubungozi eqinisweni eluhaf, eqinisweni elingaphelele.
There is a grave danger in speaking a half truth when it's not the whole truth.
UJesu wabona ukuthi basengozini laba sebeqala ukukholwa uye, bebona konke uJesu akwenzayo, funa baduswe, funa badukiswe, ngoba phakathi kwabo kukhona abantu abayingozi abafaka omunye umoya phakathi kwalabo abantu abazuzekayo nabalibambayo izwi nevangeli lenkosi yethu uJesu.
And the Lord Jesus noticed this danger amongst those who had just put their faith in him, the young believers, those who had just started following him, because of other people in their midst that were amongst them, and because of their influence, they could be led astray.
Ngakho-ke bantwana bakaNkulunkulu, asisukuhamba sicimezile, asisukuhamba singaqaphele. Ufuna uJesu ukuba sixwaye, sibone okuzoba ingozi nesithiyo emsebenzini wenkosi.
So brethren, we shouldn't go through this world with our eyes shut. We should be alert. We should be wide awake. And we should take note of those things and those people that pose a threat and a danger to the work of God.
Akulula mangabe ubona ukhuluma nomuntu wasezweni ongalazi ivangeli umhedeni. Hoya yikho inkinga lapho ngoba lo sengazuzeka. Kodwa ingozi enkulu yilo, ilona othu sehlangene noNkulunkulu kanti impisi.
Now, those who are raw heathen, those who are unconverted, they no problem because they can still be saved. They can still be won over to the Lord. But the danger is those people who say they have met with the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are say they are believers, but in the meantime, they are wolves dressed in sheep clothing.
uJesu uthanobheka nixwaye imvubelo yabafarisi nabasadusi.
Jesus said, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees."
Ngisho lapha ngokaLuka 1 Luka 12 verse 1 uyasho lapho ukuthi xwayani imvubelo yabafarisi.
And we read the same in Luke chapter 12 verse 1 where he also says there, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees."
Uthi imvubelo yabafarisi engukuzenzisa.
There he says, "The leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy."
Nakho kunyomela ubasiqaphele kubafarisi.
Here is something which we've got to be wide awake and watchful against concerning the Pharisees.
Ah, we ngaphandle libonakala kuyipangathi bakukho.
When you look at the outward appearance, it looks like the genuine article.
Kokunye qaphela namazwi abawakhulumayo kungaba sengathi amazwi agcwele ujulwe inyosi. Basopho phakathi khona upoison khona udosi likafezela phakathi.
And even when they speak, their lips drip honey. But be careful, because the poison of asps and of wasps and of a scorpion is hidden in it.
Baqhamuka ngendlela ngathi bazosiza, ingathi bazokulekelela, ingathi bazokuhlenga, kanti bazokushiya ufile ngodosi ongalibonanga. Mhlambe sebehambile, hlale kuba khona izinto ezingene ezayo. Ubethini? Ubethini mayekhuluma kanje? Ubeqondeni? Iyaqala iyagaya leyo nto le, iyakudla iyakudla iyakudla, mhlambe usuphelile.
And they come in a manner that they want to help you, they want to assist you, they are so concerned about you. And then when they speak to you, you don't realize it, but there is a sting that they leave behind. And maybe you don't realize it until they've left. And then these words that they've spoken, they start churning within you. And you wonder, but what did they mean by that? What is it that they actually meant when they said that? And then that leaves you confused.
Uzothideka wena ngoba baqhamuki lapha beyiqulu labafarisi nabasadusi. Bakhona khona laphakathi, bayafika nabo njengabalalelayo, njengabazokuzwa, kanti bane agenda yabo, baneinhloso zabo thizeni ezimbi zokudukisa.
And in fact, they leave you for dead. Now, it's a danger, because when they come, they're not labeled Pharisees and Sadducees, and you don't clearly identify them. Oh, there's that group of people. No, they come intermingled with everybody else, and they look like all the others that have come to listen and that have come to gain from this which is being said. In the meantime, they've got their own hidden agenda.
Nangendlela abeza ngayo kuJesu, beza kube ngathi impela kukhona abakulangazeleleyo ngoJesu, bathi bafuna ukubona imibonakaliso ivele ezulwini.
Also when
they izinto eziningi, ungadideka uthi hawu, lo muntu ufuna ivangeli, lo muntu ufuna iqiniso, lo muntu ufuna izinto zasezulwini, ingani ukhuluma ulimi lwakho?
And when they came to Jesus, they came so piously. They came as if they wanted to learn from him. They wanted to gain heavenly mysteries. They wanted to see the signs that he performed, the miracles that he performed. They wanted to hear about his teaching. And you would be amazed and say, "But my, you know, this person speaks the same language I speak. They've come with the same motive that I've got."
Ungatitheka wena, ha? Bafuna ibonakaliso, bafuna kwasezulwini, bafuna ivangeli. Hayi, khona bane agenda yabo, bane inhloso zabo. Kukhona la befuna ukuchithela khona weni.
and you think, my, they want the gospel. They're seeking heaven as well. They've got the same motive I've got. But no, it's not like that. They've got a hidden agenda and they want to leave you having fallen off the cliff.
Kodwa uJesu eqonda izinto zonke, eqonda okusenhlizweni zabo, ebona ngaphakathi kwabo, yikhe xwayisa, qaphelani laba bantu, qaphelani inkulumo zabo, qaphelani ifundiso zabo.
But Jesus knew them. He understood them. He saw what was in their hearts, and that is why he warned his disciples against them.
Noma bethi bafuna ukuvela ezulwini, akanakhohliswa uJesu ngalokho ngoba bekhuluma kwasezulwini. Uyabona ukuthi abazenzisi laba, abaqamba imanga laba, abaneinhloso zabo laba, kodwa beza bembethe okwasezulwini bebe beqonde okunye.
And the fact that they said they want to learn about heaven, that didn't deceive the Lord Jesus in the least. He knew what was in their hearts. He knew that they were liars, they were deceivers, and they were just cloaked in that cloak of piousness and piety.
UJesu uthi xwayani imvubelo yabaFarisi engukuzenzisa ngoba kukho lutho olufihliweyo olungayi kwambulwa. Kusho uJesu exwayisa ngoka Luka 12 kusukela evesini lokuqala eyibona ingozi engehlela ivangeli nabantu abasevangelini.
And there in Luke 12 from verse 1, we read where Jesus said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known." Jesus knew what posed the danger to the gospel.
Uphawula abafariso kunyabaziwa ngalo bayazenzisa.
What the Pharisees were known for is their hypocrisy.
Babukeka sengathi bahambisana naye, bahambisana nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kanti akunjalo, bayazenzisa, babhezi, bafake kwabo, bafake yabo imvubelo. IBhayibheli elikhuluma ngokusubala uJesu lana, imvubelo yabo, izinto abayikhulumayo, iinkulumo zabo, monakalo ongakanani muni eziwenzayo ebandleni na.
They come as if they are going along with the Lord Jesus, following him, as if they're one of the disciples, going with the disciples. In the meantime, it's not like that. They are bringing their evil influence. And oh, what havoc they wreak if they are able to bring their influence amongst God's people.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu, mhlambe nawo la uhleli khona, la ukhona nje endaweni okuyona. Mhlambe nawo sewulahlekile. Bangakanani abantu abafikile nawe bekutshela. Ubusuzwile. Ubonile. Umzwile. Uzwile ukuthi kuthiwani manje?
And child of God, there where you are, maybe you have also been influenced by this leaven. How many people haven't come to you and said, "Did you hear? Did you hear that? Did you hear what that person said? What do you think that means?" etc.
Kukangakanani ugwinya, uthatha, ungahlukanisi lokho nje osukutsheliwe, bu, usuhamba nalowo ofesefika wakukhohlisa, uhleli la ukhona namhlanje awunakuthula, ulahlekelwe okuyikhona khona, ngoba umukele wena laba abazenzisi abakutshela izinto ebebe seqondweni ngazo bona ukuthi bafunani ngazo.
And they come and they say things to you, and you do not discern. And you swallow it hook, line, and sinker. And they take you along with them, those who've come to deceive you. And they leave you in the state where you are in right now, without any peace and confused.
Bangaki namhlanje abasezweni ngokukhohliswa abanye abantu. Wakhohliseka mzalwane, walalela namhlanje. Uyithola ukulesi simo kusona, ulalela izinto engathi ishu, ulalela inkulumo ezingelona iqiniso, wagwinyeka. Ingakho namhlanje usuyisitha sevangeli, uyisitha sabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
How many people don't find themselves in the world confused because of things that they've heard, things that were spoken to them, and that is why you are in the state that you're in. You've been swallowed, so to say, by things that don't actually mean anything that you've lent your ear to.
Izinto awuyiqaphela, izinto ungafuna ukuba zingene phakathi kwakho, izinto awuyibalekela ezimbi, namhlanje usuyayigona, namhlanje izona osuyibona kangcono. Laba kade bexwayisa bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngeqiniso, namhlanje bayizitha zakho.
And the things that before you were very careful about, that those things would not enter into your life, you fled from those things. You realize they are a danger. They'll defile you. But today you're embracing those things. And today nothing is wrong to you about those things. And those from the gospel that tried to warn you about those things, they have become your enemy. And you're an enemy of the gospel today.
Ekuqaleni ubungenamahloni ngevangeli, ubungenamahloni ngevangeli eliguqula impilo, nangendlela zokuphila, nangendlela zokuhamba, nangendlela zokugqoka. Umntwana kaNkulunkulu ugqoka kanjani? Hayi, namhlanje uhlaba yonke into, namhlanje ulwa nayo yonke into ebiyinhle. Ungenene enhlizweni yakho umntwana kaNkulunkulu, imvubelo, imvubelo.
Previously, the gospel was so precious to you. You loved the gospel. You are unashamed about the gospel. You would defend it anyway and stand up for the gospel. But today, how are things like? You have started compromising with the world and the things of the world. And you may be even the way the world dresses. You've compromised. Now you've allowed those things. And that which is of the gospel, now you go against that.
When a muntu wesifazane ubukela amahloni uhamba ugqoka isiketi sakhe sihle nengubo yakhe ukukhombisa ukuthi umzalwane, hayi namhlanje usunamahloni, usubukeka ngathi uyashwayizela nje uhamba wedwa. Sewuhalela ingqazi, sewuhalela amabhulukwe nawe, ubona abasezweni benza lezi zinto. Sekhona impilo lapho. Ubonakele mntwana kaNkulunkulu, vuma iqiniso.
Now prior to this, before this leaven influenced your life and infiltrated your life, you would go around as a girl, modestly dressed, in a skirt, and really modest in your appearance. But now today, you actually want to put on the pants that they wear, those girls in the world. That's what you want to wear. Tell me, are you still alive spiritually when things are like that?
Izinto obuyibona ukuthi zinhle zimnandi zingiveza impela ukuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu anginamahloni ngazo. Yini ube namahloni ngazo namhlanje?
The things previously that looked decent to you, the things that you realized, these display good values and displays the fact of holiness of the gospel, and you are unashamed about those things, but today you're ashamed of it. Why?
UJeremiah uthawu ngakutshala mina umuhle uyigatshe lihle esihlukile kodwa uphenduke kanjani manje wawusuba yizwe.
And in Jeremiah we read where God says, I've planted you as a choice vine, as something special, different to all the rest. But why are things in your life as they are today?
Asikwazi nokuya nje kwento enzabo uma sifuna thina ukuba sibe ngabakhethiweyo nabahlukileyo abantwana abakhethiweyo bakaNkulunkulu kumele ukuthi bavele begqamile abasoze bafana nabasezweni.
Child of God, we cannot be like the world. We shouldn't want to blend in with the world that they cannot see the difference. No, we're a chosen out nation of God. We ought to be separate. We ought to be different. And people ought to notice us that we're different.
Ukuthi ngisekhambeni, noma ngisekhaya, noma ngisebish noma ngilaphi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu unokuyihlonipha ongibonayo kumele abone lenkosi engikhonzayo usenjalo umntwana kaNkuluNkulu uphi njengamanje
wherever you may be whether you're at home whether you're at work whether you're in the city whether you're on the beach no matter where you may be but you ought to respect your body in such a way that when people see you, they'll clearly know this person is a child of God. But where are you today?
UJesu uthi xwayani webafundi. Xwayani mvubele abafarisi nabasadusi. Beza bembethise okwezimvu kanti ngaphakathi kwabo bayizimpisi eziphangayo.
And Jesus warned his disciples against the leaven of the Pharisees, saying that they are wolves dressed in sheep's clothing.
Uma ngabe thina sisevangelini, uma sisevangelini lenkosi yethu Jesu, ake sibuze namhlanje. Ngisakuthanda, ngisakuthokozela ukuba sevangelini. Ngisalithatha izwi lenkosi njengoba linjalo kuyizwi likaNkulunkulu. Noma sekukhona ezinye indawo engihlabayo. Nithi kwangekhono kwethu kwangaqondisiwe kithi hayi lokhu kwaqondwe mayese wile umuntu uzwa lezo inkulumo uza lawo ma comments ulahlekile uyishila indlela usebona izinto ngelinyiso
tell me are you still established in the gospel that you have received are those values that we received still precious to you? Do you still hold on to them? Or has it perhaps been that you start criticizing? You say, well, this I can accept, that I can't accept, this is meant for us, that wasn't meant for us. And when you start doing things like that, realize you've lost it. You've totally lost it.
Umasikholwa izwi kaNkulunkulu kumele ukuba silithathe njengoba linjalo. Akumele ukuba silithathe sithi hayi kwakungale yankathi kwakungoba kunjeya izwi likaNkuluNkulu lisha njalo
Let us accept God's word exactly as it is written Let's not make excuses and say no it's not really for the modern times like this it was meant for those times No God's word remains unchanged although it's always new
UJesu yize enza umsebenzi wakhe ezibonakaliso kodwa ubexwayisa eqaphile yiziphi lezi zinto ezongena manje zilimaze ziwuqede umsebenzi wenkosi
As Jesus went about doing his work the work of the kingdom of God he noticed and he took note of things that he realized posed a threat to the work of God
Nina abantu abasha yini ningozi kakhulu yini enthathele nabambela abafarisi yini futhi lawa enthathe nafaka umoya omubi bazali benu ukuthi abazali bangabaze ngestandard sevangeli lelo lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu
And you young people you are especially an instrument in this because You are so quickly influenced by the Pharisees and by their yeast. And then you become an instrument to bring about doubt with your parents and in their minds concerning the standard of God's work and of the gospel.
Ngenxa yokungakholwa kwenu, ngokungayinikele enkosini, nathatha lo moya wabafarisi, nafuna izinto kuyincikisa zezwe, nayincikisa nezokholwa ukuba ngaleyo ndlela. Abanye baqala ungabaza manje njengoba bengabaza nje abanye mangekhona ukuthi sebekushila ukukholwa ngokupheleleyo
and because of your unbelief you young people and because of your worldliness you've brought the spirit of the Pharisees into your home because now you want to have those things of the world also in your home also in your family that compromise. And that's why many parents and many families and households have started to doubt the gospel if they've not totally lost it all together.
Wemntwana kaNkuluNkulu abanakho bona akusikhona lokho akuzwa wena akusikhona lokho wena wakubonayo emvuselelweni lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma izinto eziqondisa ngokusobala iyiphi indlela okumele ukuba sihambe ngayo.
And then you've got your arguments and you can put it so well and say, but look at those people, they're also Christians, but they don't do it like this. Why can they do it like that? Why should we not also be allowed to do that? But the fact is, those people haven't heard the same message. They haven't received the same light that you have received of the gospel and of those standards that we have been taught in accordance with revival. They don't know about it.
And
Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. And that which is whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops.
Na lokho wena osuqeda abazali bakho ngakho bayithola bayilokho abayikhona ngokomoya ngakho yazi izinto isazoshodwa isazomenyezwa phezulu kweiconco zezindlu kubonakala ukuthi umzali wakho waba nje uwe owaba nomoya omubi owafaka umoya omubi kumzali wakho.
And you who have now influenced your parents against the standard of the gospel, even that which you whispered to them behind closed doors, it will be shouted out on the rooftops. It will be obvious that the reason why your parent is in the state that they're in is because of what you've said.
UJesu uthi xwaya. Xwaya ukwenza kwabo. Xwaya izifundiso zabo. Xwaya izinto abazenzayo. Ngendlela uJesu aba indawo ababeka kuyona, ubabeka njengabantu abaphingayo.
And Jesus says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of their influence. Beware of their speech. Beware of what they do. And they are so dangerous and they're so evil, Jesus places them on the level of fornicators.
UJesu ayikho indawo engcono ababona bekuyona njengalabantu abayiziphingi. Abantu ongababona ukuthi hayi izonakala izokugcina lezi ileyo ndawo ababona beyiyona nomonakala abawenzayo emsebenzini wenkosi.
They are evil. They are wicked. They are no better than fornicators and the worst sort of it at that.
UJesu uthi hayi uma ngabe ubona abangayiphethe kahle abaqwayiza abalaphaya hayi laba bayona ingozi. Usengakwazi ukuthi ubashumayeze kodwa ingozi kakhulu ilono ibiza ngokukholwa ngomntwana kaNkuluNkulu kanti wenza lezi zinto athi uJesu onjalo ningadli nakudla nowenza njengalokho.
In fact, they worse than prostitutes. There's still hope for a prostitute that she might get converted when she hears the word of God and she might repent. But these people, they call themselves believers and they are living the life that they are living. They are worse than those people.
Manje ka wena olandela abantu abanjalo, olandela imfundiso enjengalezo.
Now you who follow such people and such teachings.
Ufunani phakathi wabo?
What do you want amongst them?
Udla nabo?
You eat with them?
Uphuza nabo?
Drink with them?
Uthokozela impilo kanye nabo?
You enjoy their company?
Wena sitshela ukuthi umiphi?
Tell us, where do you stand?
Wena sitshela nje ukuthi wena ufuna kuphi, uthanda kuphi?
What do you want? What is it that you actually seek?
Ukwazi ukugxamalaza ngapha nangapha, kumele ukuthi ube sendaweni eyodwa. Bengaba kuhle ube kule ethanda uNkulunkulu.
And you who are sitting on the fence, decide on which side you are, in which camp you are. And may it be the camp that is well pleasing to God.
Nawe ukule kempi abasadus, ukule kempi abafaris, edukisa abantu abanayifundiswa zimbi, abantu hayi nje ukuthi basebesivivi, hayi nje ukuthi bapholile, bafile ngokomoya, khumbula ekufeni kwabo nawe uzokuma phambi kaNkulunkulu uyilande ukuthi lo muntu nje namhlanje yime ngaba nomthelela nomoya omubi ukuba lo muntu abe yilento aseyona namhlanje.
And you find yourself perhaps in the camp of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and these people aren't just believers that have grown lukewarm and cold. No, they've become enemies of the gospel, and you find yourself amongst them, and on the day of judgment you'll have to give an account, and perhaps you've even been instrumental to influence other people in that direction. You'll have to give an account of it. What is confusing you? Are you maybe confused that they come to your meetings? That they come to meetings where Jesus are present? Are you confused by the fact that they take the name of Jesus on their lips? Is that what confuses you, that you cannot discern? But Jesus says, go further than that. Those people are wicked people. Their evil influence spreads and works through that batch of dough amongst the believers like yeast. And you have been swept along, don't you realize it? And you're just chatting with them, and what are you talking about? Talking about business? Until where? Until which point? And maybe you don't realize it, and you find yourself involved in Satan's business.
And
eventually, those who truly serve God, they will become a nuisance to you. They will become like as if they're a hindrance to you. You don't see things the way they see them, and you don't feel about things the way they feel about them.
Indlela bangena ngayo bangena njengemvubelo uyabona nje imvubelo uthatha inhlama yonke ufaka intwanyana nje kodwa le mvubelo indlela ezongena ngayo enhlameni uzobona isishintshile inhlama yonke ishintshwa yini ilento encane ile mvubelo encane mzalwane isono sisodwa noma singabukeka sisincane kanjani emehlweni akho. So when Zumonagalom Kulu, Sizo Limazabandabaningi, Sizo Pupi, some sevens when goes.
And they infiltrate like a little bit of yeast. You don't need much yeast, just a little bit of leaven, of yeast. You put it in that batch of dough, and it spreads throughout, and it works throughout that whole batch of dough. And it's like that also in your life. And even a small sin that you allow in your life, it will spoil everything.
Nipezi njimpela. Nipala ma text la niyathumela niyathubaba uyabathumela bayakuthumela bebathumela bayakuthumela. Unabudlelwana boni nabo? Ngoba abahambi lendlela ohamba ngayo. Nawe becabanga ukuthi awuhambi ngendlela yabo. Kodwa lokhu kuxhumana okungaka kuchaza ukuthini? Kusho ukuthini? Basap khona wonakele kuwena. Hayi nje ukuthi imvubelo isiqedile usumuncu vele.
And you send each other text messages, and you're sending messages to and fro. They send you a message, you respond, and you go backwards and forwards like that. What have you got in common with them in any case? What have you got in fellowship with them? If they are walking a different way, what have you got in common with it? But maybe you don't realize it. It's not just that the leaven has infiltrated. It's already worked through your life. and you've become sour because of it.
Buka umsebenzi wemvubelo ukuthi monakala ongakanani oyenzayo.
Just look at that leaven, its influence, and how it can spread that influence.
Leli but ngesilungu is a dough.
Yes, a batch of dough.
Eh, sengilibele ngezulu. Le lenhlama yakho ibithulele ibingenzeki lutho. Kodwa usondele eduze kwayo mayisingenwe ile mvubelo. Kukhona umsindo ongawuzwa. Ama sign empilo yemvubelo engena phakathi kulenhlama le khona umsebenzi owenzakalayo akuthatha isikhathi yonke leyo nhlama leyo isimuncu.
And put a little bit of yeast into a batch of dough, and it may seem at first as if nothing is happening, but when you come closer you'll start hearing sounds, and as it's busy rising, and as that yeast works throughout that batch of dough, and it doesn't take long, and it spreads throughout that whole batch of dough, and it's the whole thing has become sour.
Leyo mfubelo leyo, umike yahlangana nokushisa, khona izinto ezenzakalayo masinyane, uzobona impawu ukuthi khona okwenzakalayo. Iyakhukhumala lenhlama. Ayisengangale lokhu yakade ikhona. Iyakhukhumala manje. Ikhukhumaliswa yini? Ile mvubelo. Qaphelisisa xwaya le mvubelo yabafarisi. Usulimele, mhlambe yikho usukhukhumele kangaka. Yikho usufutheka kangaka. Yikho usunolaka kangaka. Yikho usumuncu zonda abantu ngalendlela. Ungeniwe wena manje ile mvubelo ikho sunje ikho suphakeme ikho sukhukhumele ikho ungasezwa muntu.
And when that leaven works throughout that batch of dough, it doesn't remain the same size. It rises up, it gets bloated, it gets puffed up. And that's perhaps why you are so puffed up. That's perhaps why you've become so haughty and you have become so angry and you get so pumped up and inflated with your own ego and with your rage because of that leaven that has worked through you.
Uyabona umsebenzi wesono uma sesingenile, uyabona ukuthi senza umonakalo ongakanani. Umuntu akasafuni ukutshelwa. Umuntu akasafuna ukuzwa abanye abantu. Angithi uphakene. Angithi ubona kangcono yena izinto. Uyibona ngamanye amehlo manje. Inhlama ingenile. Mayisingenile yawenza umsebenzi wamuncu umuntu. Akasangeneki. Akasasizakali. Awukwazi ukumsiza. Awukwazi ukwenza lutho. Ma uya kuyena, wena ozolimala.
And when that's happened, that person cannot be helped anymore. Because when you try and help that person, they know better than you. They always know better. No matter how you try and help them, how you try and correct them, no, they always know better. And that's why you can't go to them, because they'll even leave you wounded when you try and help them.
Utitwa yini? Utitwa ukuthi baba Farisi. Utitwa ukuthi nabasaliphatha iBhayibheli. Utitwa ukuthi basalelwe basalwela imthetho kaMose. Ikuphi okukudidayo ukuze uvumele ukungenwa ile mvubelo yabo?
So what has confused you about them? What has caused their leaven to infiltrate into your life? What's given room for their leaven in your life? Is it because they still carry the Bible, although they're Pharisees? Is it because they're still fighting for the laws of Moses? What is it about them that has confused you?
Mhlawumbe umuntu hayi yazi usibanibana ekwakumngani wami basukuhamba nje kodwa eyi yazi impela eyi belingashoni ilanga singathintananga bengashona ilanga singayixoxanga impela nje njengoba ngekho nje impela uyazi ngilimele nje angikwazi angikwazi ukwenza okunye.
And maybe you say, well, you know, we were such close friends. Yes, he's left. He's going another way. But you know what? We were so close. We would never, the sun wouldn't set without us having made contact with one another. So I can't do otherwise. That person is my friend. I've got to be loyal to them.
Kukhona abanye abantu abanale nkinga. Noma begwiliza. Ngaba isolwandle. Kungaba isezibeni. Mabenga bengakwazi ukubhukuda omunye noma egwiliza ikho abanye bengasheshu umsiza ngoba uyahleka uhleka noma esefa babona uthi uyayidlalela kanti uyafa.
And maybe you find yourself in a whirlpool, you find yourself drowning, but people don't quickly jump in to help and rescue that person, because when they're busy drowning, it seems like they're playing around and they're making noises. And you think, oh, they're just laughing. In the meantime, the person is drowning.
No.
If that person finds himself in a dangerous spot, don't just go there without being alert, because you don't know, you'll fall in the same danger and you'll be sucked down as well and you'll perish.
And
something else which the Lord Jesus notes about these Pharisees, they want signs. They wanted Jesus to perform signs that he's from heaven.
And
that's where I started when I said, how can you just reject those people? Because they seem to also seek the things from heaven. They want to see signs from heaven.
How kupho konakele lapho mabefuna ukubona ibonakaliso bafuna izinto ezinhle nje basevangelini nje nabo bakulayini wevangeli nje.
How can you say no, they're not on the right track, because they also seek that which is of heaven, they seek heavenly signs, they seem to be on the right track.
UJesu uthi hayi khona wena udinga insipho hamba ugeza amehlo akho ngoba amehlo aboni kusho ukuthi ubona ngenye indlela ubonisa komuntu ongaboni yikho izinto ungayiboni ngendlela omele uyibone ngayo.
No, Jesus instructs you, friend, to have your eyes washed and cleansed that you may clearly see, because you do not see things the way Jesus sees them.
Udinga insipho yasezulwini ukuba igeza gezeka namehlo ngaleyo ndlela emva kwalokho uzoyibona ngenye indlela izinto amehlo akho komoya egezekile.
You need that heavenly soap with which you can wash your eyes, that your eyes may be cleansed, that the dirt may be removed from your sight, that you'll have clear vision to see the way Jesus sees things.
UJesu washo kwabanye ababethi bafuna ibonakaliso bethi babona bamlandela ngoba uJesu wenza imangaliso.
And those that were following Jesus just because they saw his miracles and the signs that he performed.
UJesu uthi hayi khona nina ningilandeli ngoba nabona kwenzeka izinto, ningilandela ngoba nina inhliziyo yenu iseyinkweni nadla izinkwa nasuthu yikho ningilandela.
And Jesus said, you seek me for no other reason but that you had bread and ate your fill. You just following me because of the bread.
Jesu atubusisiwe lowo omgomo wakhe nenhliziyo yakhe ayikhe inkweni kodwa idlulele ifuna okungale kwezinkwa.
But Jesus said, blessed is the one who doesn't just follow me because of the bread, because of that physical substance that they've obtained, but their heart and their desire goes much further than that.
Ubusisiwe lo muntu uJesu angamlandeli ngoba wabona ibonakaliso, wabona lokho nalokho akanga kholo kwagcina lapho kodwa bekumele silangazelele okungcono kunezinkwa.
And blessed is the one who doesn't just follow Jesus because of some signs, because of some miracles that they've seen and that they've experienced, but that their faith and their following of Jesus goes further than that.
Na kuna manje bakhuluma amagama bakhuluma inkulumo kwangathi ithanda ukuzwakala ungadideka ha bazalwane laba bafuna kwasezulwini bafuna ibonakaliso sasezulwini banomunye umgomo banenye agenda yabo banokunye okusemqondweni wabo funa udideka wena.
And so here they come very piously to Jesus, and they speak to him, and they ask him so humbly that he must do something for them. And you might think, well, you know, they really are seeking the truth, but don't be confused. They've got a different agenda. They've got a hidden motive behind what they are doing.
Yini bafuna ezinye izinto phekwa lezi izinto uJesu asanda kuzenza abazwile nababonile zenza.
What do they want still on top of what Jesus had already done and what Jesus had already spoken? What more is there that they want than that?
Nangu Jesu enza izinto ezingakaze zenziwe umuntu. Ikuphi lokho abakufunayo abathi qhamuke ezulwini ngoba kadeni kwalokho uJesu akwenzile vele qhamuke ezulwini akakho ke wakwenza lokho okwenzwe uJesu.
Why were they not satisfied with what they'd already seen and experienced what Jesus had done? And they want him to show and prove to them that he's from heaven. But all that which he'd already done and said proved that he was from heaven.
Babonile uJesu bezwile uJesu ephabantu abaninga ngaka andisa ukudla bekungekho.
They saw how Jesus fed the multitudes when there wasn't no food.
Nangaphekwa lokho uJesu akwenzile qobo lwakhe yena uJesu phakathi kwabo.
And Jesus did much more than that in their midst.
Basafuna esinye isimangaliso sasezulwini ekhona uJesu.
They want another sign from heaven in the presence of Jesus, Jesus being there.
Basafuna esinye isibonakaliso esiqhamuka ezulwini, uJesu phakathi kwabo kwenza lezi zinto, ukhuluma ngevangeli, ukhuluma ngombuso kaNkulunkulu, abafuna ukumuzwa.
There was Jesus in their midst from heaven, but they want a sign from heaven that Jesus is from heaven.
Wena sawubonile sawuzwile ngo Jesu nezinto azenzayo usafuna izinyimo ibonakaliso wena usafuna izinyimo mangaliso yikho ungakholwa nje.
You've heard about Jesus, you've seen what Jesus has done. Do you want more than that? Do you still want another sign? Is that why you don't believe?
Yikho wena uyihlanganisa nabasadusi, nabafarisi, usafuna ngaphezu kwalokho.
You want a sign, a more powerful sign from heaven. Is that why you're associating with the Pharisees and Sadducees?
UJesu uthi cha, ngiyababona laba bantu, indlela abenza ngayo nalokho abenze ngakho, akusizi ukuthi ngenze okunye.
And Jesus saw the way in which they came and approached him, and he realized, look, I can't throw the pearls before the swine. Nothing that I'm going to do is going to satisfy these people. So Jesus said, I'm not going to do another sign for them. Even if I would, they wouldn't believe.
Hayi ukuthi abantu bafuna ukholo ngoba bebona imangaliso abafuna ukholo ngoba bafuni abafuna ukuyihlanganisa nevangeli hayi ukuthi ngoba bengaboni imangaliso nanani ibayenze abalukhuni inhliziyo yabo.
And the reason why these people didn't believe wasn't because of the fact that they hadn't seen any sign and any miracle. It was due to the hardness of their own hearts. The crux of the matter, dear brother, sister, lies with the heart. If you lock up your heart and you shut your heart against the Lord Jesus, he cannot enter.
Uwakumele ukuthi uvule umnyango wenhliziyo yakho njengoba lishizwe lenkosi esambulweni bheka ngiyanqonqotha emnyango uma umuntu evula ngiyongena ngidle naye naye adle nami.
And you are responsible to open your heart to the Lord Jesus, as we read in Revelation where Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me."
Vula inhliziyo yakho uvulele inkosi ukuba uJesu akwazi ukwenza umsebenzi opheleleyo, uthole ukusindiswa, uthole ukuhlanzwa ezonweni zakho lezi ezikubambe kangaka nesezidale umonakalo ngaka empilweni yakho.
Open your heart to the Lord Jesus, that he can enter in, that he can save you, that he can cleanse you from your sin, that sin that you've allowed to come into your life, that sin that has defiled you, and that sin that has brought about so much destruction in your life that you are where you are spiritually today.
Mhlobo wami uyabona na ukuthi yini edala ukuthi usunenkane ngakho. Awuboniswa umuntu, awukhuzwa umuntu. Amasayini amabi lawo. Abantu baze bekwesabe, bekwesabela khona ukuthi awungeneki. Akekho onesibindi sokukusiza. Ngoba nalo ozokusiza uyamluma, ufana nenja ebhajwe kunochaka kufika ozoyikhipha, iluma yena lo muntu ozoyisiza.
And now you are so stubborn, nobody can approach you, nobody can say anything to you, nobody can try to help you or assist you, because when they do, then you bite back, you respond. It's like a dog that has been caught in a trap. And you try and assist that dog and to get him out of the trap. And that dog will bite that person trying to help them.
Imvubelo umonakalo esiwenzile empilweni yakho. Uzohlala nje kanjalo. Uzonakela izinto ngaleyo ndlela.
That leaven, it's brought about so much harm and destruction and an evil influence in your life. Are you going to leave it like that?
Uyayibona na useqoqweni labantu abahlebayo. Mzwalwane wami, uyathokoza impela kuleso sigungu, uyathokoza kuleyo group, uyathokoza umphakathi kwabasadus. Ngaleyo ndlela, ubona ukuthi uyafa ngokomoya na.
You find yourself in a group and a ring of people who gossip, gossipers, where you talk about other people. And you're amongst the Sadducees and the Pharisees in their company. Do you enjoy their company? Do you want to remain spiritually dead as you are?
When I'm to musha hlanganeni kwenu, senaze nakha amaqoqwana enu, abanye sebaze bakha no WhatsApp group. Angisho ukuthi kubi lokho, kodwa kungenzeka ukuthi kube iqembu nje leli okwaziwa ukuthi leli ke ele indaba. Bono ndaba. I group le ehlalela ukuza ukuthi thiwani namhlanje. I group le enemthelele emibi ngoba seyangqoliseka, seyalimala, alishoni bengakhulumanga ngendaba zabantu.
And you young people, you formed your groups and your cliques and your whatever it may be, a WhatsApp group, and then you pass on things one to another, in that technically speaking, there's nothing wrong with the WhatsApp group, just as a technical entity, but the things that you speak about, the things that you pass on to one another, and what has been, have you heard, what about this, and what about that, and the fruit of it is evil.
Ngakhoke nathi kumele ukuba siwathathe lamagama kaJesu, xwayani, 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 imfubelo.
And we need to take to heart what the Lord Jesus says, this serious warning, watch out and beware.
Ngoba masingaxwayi sizofa nathi, sizofa nabafayo, sizofa nabafayo befele ezonweni zabo, ngoba sihlezi kulezi zinto ezigcwele poison. Hawu mntwana kaNkulunkulu, poison okwena. Vuma, vula inhliziyo, vula umnyango wenhliziyo yakho. Angene uJesu asebenze, musa ufune ezinye imangaliso. Isimangaliso kumele senzeke. Yelekelela nawe, vula inhliziyo yakho ithambise. Ngena Jesu enhliziyweni yami, uwenze umsebenzi opheleleyo ngaphakathi kwami.
And if you do not watch and beware, you will die and perish with those who are perishing. You will be amongst them. You will be one of their number unless you obey this which Jesus said. And even if their influence has entered into you, then open your heart now. Allow the Lord Jesus to work in your heart. Allow Him to get rid of that poison that has infiltrated into your life.
Ujesu engadingitshelwa ngalutho ngathi azikonke ngathi wathi angikwazi ukwenza isinyi bonakaliso. Uchitha isikhathi. Laba bantu laba abezi ngoba befuna iqiniso. Kodwa kunalokho bafuna ukuchitha, bafuna ukubhubhisa, bafuna ukubulala.
And Jesus, who knows what is within us, who doesn't need anybody to bear testimony about us, He said, even if they ask for a sign, even if I would show them a sign, they wouldn't believe. Therefore, you don't need to ask for another sign. Just accept what the Lord Jesus has already told you.
Mvumela uJesu awenze umsebenzi empilweni yakho nasenhlizweni yakho. Vuma, hlukana nabaSadusi. Leli qembu lingozi ngoba nalo lithi lilwela inkolo. Lingozi ngoba nalo lithi lilwela umthetho kaNkulunkulu. Kanti lilwa nalo ozoletha ngcono kunalokho abathi bona bayakulwela.
Open your heart that Jesus can come in, that He can save you. Part from your sin, part from the Pharisees and the Sadducees, part from their company. They are such a serious danger and a subtle influence because they say they're also fighting for the gospel. They're also fighting for the word of God. In the meantime, they are fighting against the one who's brought them something better, that's brought them life from heaven.
What a wonderful word. It's clear. I hope you have an ear to hear. The Lord had just done a miracle. He did a miracle which man had never seen before. People were fed from nothing. Jesus was in the forefront. He was the one that was in connection with the Father. And He knew, now is the time, I must do this.
UJesu ehamba phambili exhumene noBaba waqonda wazi ukuthi manje kumele ngenze lokho.
The disciples followed Him.
Bamlandela abafundi.
They didn't say, Lord, we have only got this, do 1, 2, and 3. They accepted the leading of God.
Abazange basho ukuthi Nkosi sinalokhu nalokhu thina kuphela. Yenza lokhu nalokhu kodwa balandela baholo
ngoku. But look at the sign of a Pharisee.
Buka ke kodwa uPaul baFarisi.
Look at me.
Kosi buka mina.
Look at my request.
Buka isicelo sami.
All in humbleness and the spirituality.
Gonke ngokuthobeka ngokomoya.
Lord, just do a miracle. Just do it so we can say and I can say, look at what the Lord has done.
Yenza Nkosi sibonakaliso nesimangaliso, yenza lokho engingakwenza.
And that's what a Pharisee is like. He's not satisfied with what the Lord has done and used so and so to do His work. No. They also want to be seen. They also want to be in favor with man because of the miracle that has happened.
UmFarisi kunjalo ufuna ukuthi enze into ezothokozelwa nabantu inconywe ngabantu.
A Pharisee is the one that wants to be seen and spoken about. Although in all humbleness he says, no, I'm not in the forefront. It's got nothing to do with me. But listen to when he speaks. Have an ear to hear.
UmFarisi ufuna ukubukwa nokunconywa ngabantu enze into ezonconywa abantu bayituse.
The Lord took the bread and blessed. Here the Pharisee comes and said, Lord, you know, you are so great. Why don't you do 1, 2? They prescribe to the Lord how He must do it.
Inkosi thathi sinkwa yesibusisa iyaqhubeka nomsebenzi. Kodwa umFarisi Uthi inkosi yini ungathathi lokhu nalokhu nalokhu bese wenza isimangaliso.
And today it's the same. The Lord uses his servant. The Lord blesses his servant. The Lord does miracles through his servant.
Namhlanje kuyafana futhi. UNkulunkulu uyayibusisa inceku yakhe, enze imangaliso nomsebenzi omkhulu ngenceku yakhe.
But at the end of the day, it seems if I have taken this thing now, I'm running with this thing. It's I that have done it. I have started it. Nobody does anything without my blessing. Nobody will lift a foot without me having said, do it, and nodded my head.
Ekugcineni umuntu akabuki lokho kwenziwa uNkulunkulu.
Look at you. Is there somebody poor in your midst that's got nearly nothing in your group? I mean, in your close group? Look at it.
Bese bezenza bebe iqeqebana kube yibona ngathi abane ibona abanemali ibona futhi abakhipha imali ibona abanikeza abantu baboleka abantu imali hayi kodwa abafundi.
No, the Pharisees maybe had charts. They even would get a say so out of my own. They would have gone to the Lord and said, Lord, here's €1,000,000, do this for us.
Kanti bekufanele lokhu ngisho ke kusuka kumina bethi Nkosi nakho nginama 1,000 nginemiliyoni. Yenza umsebenzi.
It's as if today things have changed around. Money rules. Money creates things. Money creates miracles. But the Lord is not there. He's down there with the poor and those are nothing.
Kube sengathi ke manje imali okuyiyona eyenza umsebenzi neyenza izinto. Kube ngathi lo mpofu ongenamali ke yena akenzi lutho akanalutho akalutho nje kanti inkosi ilapha ikhona kulabo abampofu abangenalutho.
You know a sign of a Pharisee who loves money?
Yalwazi uPaul umFarisi othanda imali.
He will attack somebody who's did something with money.
Uzohlasela.
Always remember that. Always, that's a sign of a Pharisee.
Uzohlasela lowo owenze into ngemali.
It didn't feel like he wanted. Lord, yes, you did your miracles, Lord. We all understand, but Lord, now is the time. Now you must do this.
Nkosi yebo wenzile ukuthi wakhipha imali wenza ukuthi kodwa manje Nkosi yenza ukuthi manje.
And the Lord said, I'm not there.
Ithi Nkosi angikho la.
The Lord said, I've come from this for the sick and downtrodden. I come for those that need a doctor, not for those that know how to ask and command and do things.
Ithi Nkosi ngizele labo abagulayo nabadinga inyanga. Angizelanga laba abanotho abazothi Nkosi yenze ukuthi.
Today, money is a terrible yeast. Is that yeast, huh?
Yeah. Yeast.
Leaven. It's a terrible leaven today, money. Money talks, they say. Hey, maak regheid wat krom is. Hy maak regheid wat krom is.
Imali iyo lesi skhathe esiphila kuso kuba ngathi yona ekhulumayo ke imali manje. Iye yenza ukuthi neyenza ukuthi neqondise igwegwe imali ehamba phambili.
Zak me dink aan die ou wat gesê ek is 'n krom stok, maar ek slaan regheid. Umunye wathi wayiqhenya uyabona umfarisi onjalo uthi hayi mina ngiyinduku egobile kodwa uma ngishaya into eqondile uyabona maar dis hoe jy werk en dis wat jy doen
nawe ke kumbe ilokho kwenzayo
en wie as iemand teen jou gaan jy is die beste skrywer jy skryf die hele wêreld vol omdat maar vraggies so, ek het so sê, jy is een van die grootste fariseërs wat daar is. A Pharisee doesn't want to be equated with those that are nothing. Those that want to follow the Lord like the disciples. They always want something better. They always want to be seen as the better ones.
Umfarisi akafuni ukuyihlanganisa nalabo abangenamali nabangenalutho abaphansi. Uyihlanganisa nalabo babukeka bewutho benotho.
Let's open our hearts to the Lord. People, it's as we've heard today, it's not a small thing. To be able to recognize the Lord when he's at work, it's not just easy. It's not just easy going according to our knowledge and our studying and our intellect.
akesivuleni izihlobo inhliziyo zethu sizihlanganise nalabo abayethobile abaphansi hayi sihlanganise nalabo babukeka bephezulu bephakeme.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu ngezwi lakho.
Lord, we thank you for your word.
Sibonga ngakho konke oyikho ngakho kuthina.
We thank you for everything that you are for us and towards us.
Siyabonga ukuthi namhlanje uphindu sivuselele ngezwi lakho usixwayise.
And we thank you that today once again you have revived us through your word and that you've warned us.
Siyacela ukuthi usihawukele usiphe amehlo okubona nomoya wokuhlukanisa.
Lord, be merciful to us. Grant us eyes that can see and a spirit that can discern.
Sibone ukuthi sizihlanganisa nobani, sihlanganisa nofanele yini noma ongafanele.
And that we may see and understand and grasp with whom I've got to do and why I've got to do with that person.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba sizihlanganise nabantwana bakho, sizihlanganise nomsebenzi wakho, sizihlanganise nawe Nkosi Jesu.
Lord, thank you and help us to be one with your work, with your people, and especially with you.
Sibe munye futhi nokusebenza kwakho.
That we would be one with your working.
Sizwe ukushaya kwenhliziyo yakho.
That we might hear and understand how your heart beats.
Sisize Nkosi uselekelele usigcine usihole njalo.
That's why please help us, Lord, and at all times be with us and grant us your presence.
Sivume futhi ukholwa uwe siqondiswe wena.
And that we would admit and allow you to lead and guide us.
Singaphenduki sibe njengemvubelo yabafarisi ebandleni
lakho. That we won't be like that of the Pharisees, that yeast, that we might influence other people in the wrong way. That we might be a wonderful tool in your hand that might spread this gospel. Lord, with this we ask in your name.
Amen.
Amen.